Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today I'm going to talk to you about the Clorox brand pool salt and the fact that this could potentially stain your pool surface. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. And so if you're in the pool service industry, you pretty much know that you're only supposed to use pool salt to charge up a saltwater system that's been installed, or if you're going to add bags to recharge the system, that you wouldn't use anything but pool salt. You wouldn't use a water softener salt or any other kind of salt that they have out there on the market in bulk bags, because it's just not pure enough. You want 99% pure salt, and it has to be, the bag has to say pool salt somewhere on the bag for it to be used in the pool. Because otherwise, if you use a salt that has impurities in it, it could cause staining on the plaster. So I found it interesting. I've used the Morton pool salt. That's what my current supplier carries right now, which is, of course, a well-known company that makes salt. I think everyone uses Morton salt in their for their cooking. And then also have used the SureSoft salt when they carry that one. We've used the Aqua Salt before when my supplier carried that one. So currently they have the Morton Salt. So I had a customer that put in a saltwater system himself, did all the everything himself, and then he ordered the salt to charge it, and I put it in for him. Actually, I only put in half of it, about 10 bags. The other half he didn't order yet. It's a pretty big pool. And he ordered the Clorox Pool Salt from Walmart.com because they could deliver it, of course, so it made it easy for him to get the salt in the backyard. Only problem with this salt is that there is some kind of anti-coagulating agent in there that keeps the salt from clumping up, which is nice because the bags of salt pour in very easily. There's no big clumps in there. I found that sometimes the Morton salt will have some clumps in there. Same with the other brands. Over time, if you let it set in the backyard, or if it sits in the warehouse for a long time. So the Clorox pool salt doesn't have that problem. It pours out really nicely. But this agent that they put in there that causes the salt not to coagulate or form into clumps could stain your pool surface. And I found this out by putting the salt in this pool. It's a brand new plaster pool, about 45 days old. And it left a really nice, long, 5 or 6 foot 2-inch yellow streak on the bottom of the pool, which I would guess would be an iron stain from the clumping agent that they put in. I think I said coagulating agent. Clumping agent probably is the proper word that I want to use there. So actually, the customer sent me a picture after I put the salt and saying, "Hey, is this normal, this green yellow line on the bottom?" And I was like, "No, that's definitely not normal. There should be no discoloration at all on the surface of the pool after you put the salt in." I've charged pools, tons of pools with the salt. I've never had any staining. Even my own pool, I just recharged it with salt and never had any staining with the other brands. So I went on Walmart.com to look at the reviews of the Clorox pool salt. There's over 30 negative one-star reviews on there. And many of them have pictures of their pool with a stain in there, similar to the one that I had in the account that I put it in. And it's definitely not a good brand of salt. I don't know if they outsource it to another company and they just slap the Clorox label on it, but definitely would highly recommend not using the Clorox pool salt because of the staining problem. If you go to the Trouble Free Pool thread, there's some posts on that also. Someone posted the actual ingredients of the anti-clumping agent on there. I'm not going to read it here on the podcast. It's one of those chemical names. If you want to research it more, you can definitely just Google Clorox pool salt staining pool, my pool, and you'll see that Trouble Free Pool thread there pop up there. And just go to walmart.com and look at the Clorox pool salt. Look at the one-star reviews there, and you'll see actual photos of the Clorox pool salt staining the pool. And this really surprises me because Clorox has made a big push to become a big producer of pool chemicals. They have their own Shock now, their own pool tablets, everything basically. Now they have pool salt. So I guess they outsource it somewhere and they screwed up the ingredients. It's not pure. It's not 99% pure for sure, because this should not happen. You should not put pool salt in your pool and have it stain the pool surface. So definitely stick with the Morton Salt, the SureSoft, AquaSalt, any of those brands I've used. I know they don't stain the pool. I've never had a problem with those other salt brands. This is actually the first time that I've ever added salt to a pool where it actually stained the surface. And it's definitely the Clorox pool salt that's the culprit. Again, look at the Walmart.com reviews of it and see all the people that posted one-star reviews saying it stained their pool. And I can vouch for them. It does stain your pool. So it may not stain everyone's pool, obviously, but, you know, even a small percentage, and in my case, the one that I added it to that I've never used a Clorox salt before, it stained the pool. So you're playing the percentages, I guess. If you do use the Clorox pool salt, that maybe your pool will be stained, maybe it won't. I would just avoid it. There's other salt brands out there that are better and that have been proven not to stain your pool. And so take this podcast as a caution not to use the Clorox pool salt because of the potential that it could stain a pool that you added to. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And if you're home or looking for help with your pool, and you definitely want to buy the right pool salt, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I don't think I have any links on there for pool salt, but I have an ebook available for $9.99 that gives you a lot of information on your pool care. Check that out and definitely consider ordering that. There's over 250 pages of helpful articles plus video links in the ebook. And if you're in the pool service industry and you're looking for more one-on-one help, definitely check out my coaching site, poolguycoaching.com. And there's a lot of great benefits on there from joining the coaching group also, besides being able to text me or call me in real time. And who knows, you may call me one day saying, hey, I used the Clorox pool salt. There's a big yellow stain. How do I get rid of it? So thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.